Hallelujah. Can you bless his name? Can you worship him? He is a God who makes a way. He is a God who makes a way. No matter the obstacle that you're facing, he is able. He is a deliverer. The Lord is good. The Lord bless you this Sunday morning. So happy to see each and every one of you. For those who are joining us through Ustream or Facebook Live, welcome. We pray that the presence of the Lord is with you wherever you may find yourself. The Lord has laid a word on my heart. I want to share in this season. It has ministered to me. And I pray that it would minister to you. If you can open up your Bibles in Psalms chapter 121. Psalms chapter 121. You have it? Amen? Amen. Let us read the word of God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from where comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither sleep nor slumber. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Father, we come before your presence this morning. So thankful, Lord, for your presence in this place, for you make the difference. Thank you for the time of worship, and I just pray, Father, that you would speak to your church. I pray that your word would land in our hearts and give fruit in due season. I pray that you would speak to us, Lord, wherever we may find ourselves, that you would be glorified, that every heart who's come burdened and every head who's come down would be lifted up, Lord, would be transformed, Lord, by the power of your word. I pray that you would glorify yourself, that your name would be exalted, and that you would be pleased with all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. For the next few minutes this morning, I'm going to be speaking under the subject, My Keeper. My Keeper. I think we all agree that life is full of situations where we need help. Who do you turn to or talk to when you are down, in despair, facing anxiety, dread, doubt, or feel defeated? What are some of the causes of troubles that come to each and every one of our lives? The good news is for us that there is an answer to that question. We are not the first people to wrestle with the uncertainties of life, and we certainly won't be the last. In Psalms that we just read, in 121, is one of about 15 Psalms that are known as the Songs of Ascent. Most likely, the author or commentary suggests that these psalms were sung by pilgrims as they traveled to Jerusalem. This was their playlist of songs that they would sing together as they would travel the dangerous roads. These songs reminded them of their God. And I want to use Psalms 121 to show us not only that God helps us, but that we have promises through him as believers of God. My first point this morning is that we can be assured of his help. We have the assurance of his help. The psalmist begins with the first verse, with eyes lifted to heavens, and asks the question, where does my help come from? The psalmist knew that his help didn't come from the hills or the mountain, but he asks the question. He knew that his help didn't come from false idols, religions. Small gods were not the solution. See, because since the beginning of time, the Lord's power is often associated with his power to create. In Genesis, the Bible teaches us that God created the cosmos. He created the heavens and the earth. So he has all dominion and authority over it. God is not restricted to place, to time, or to area. Because of this, the writer indicates that He is the creator of heaven and earth, and so that we can look to him as the defender of his people through his power. It's good to have friends, but they have their limitations. Some people make it a habit of phoning a friend, and they have their places. But we can't depend on necessarily our friends to get us through the moments where we've hit a brick wall. We don't depend on men and means, but rather we depend on God himself. In Psalms 89, the Bible tells us that the heavens are his and is the earth. He founded the world and all that is in it. His arm is endowed with power. His hand is strong. Psalms 96, verse 4 and 5, for great is the Lord and worthy to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods, for the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens and earth. You see, when the Israelites were walking through the desert and journeying, they had experienced difficulty. They had experienced times where they were emotionally exhausted, spiritually exhausted. The writer encourages us in Psalms 21 to lift our eyes, our gaze to the heavens, because he understood that there is where God dwelled. It is there where he could see the grandeur and the goodness of God. You might be traveling through life and encountering difficult situations. You might be facing terrors and anxiety, but I want you to rest assured that his power is unmeasurable. Who can hold and contain the power of God? When he speaks a word, when he declares it, it goes forth and it accomplishes the work in which he sent it. If God is for us, who can be against us? There is nothing that can separate us from the love of God. The psalmist identifies his helper as the Lord, and the word is Yahweh. In other words, he is identifying God as self-existent, eternal, unchanging, a God who is over, a God who controls, and who is in all things. He is a God who keeps his promises. The psalmist refused to look at the gods of religion, of earth, because they were unable to help him. The psalmist did not look to creation to be his help, but he looked to the creator himself. What a truth it is for you and I to understand that our help, our keeper, is God himself who created heavens and earth. He overcame sin. He overcame the cross, and he defeated death. That is the God that you and I serve, and that is the God who is our keeper, who watches over you and I. He is able to keep us in the valley. He is able to keep us in the mountaintop. What he has done in the past, he can certainly do it in the future. He is the source of our help. We can't find the help we need in the world around us, but we can certainly find it in the Lord himself. We can expect that as children of God, his grace and goodness will follow us all the days of our lives. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, Jesus was speaking, and they were a little scared and confused about him leaving. There was a moment of uncertainty in which the disciples faced. But I want you to rest assured that our future with Jesus is bright. It doesn't matter the circumstances that they were facing. It doesn't matter the difficulty, the mountains that they were in front of them. There is neither death nor life, angels or principalities that will be able to separate us from the love of God. We can be assured that he is our keeper, that he's able to watch over you and I at every season, in every moment, in every place where we may find ourselves. We have the assurance of his security. The roads that the Israelites traveled in the Old Testament was a scary one. What roads do we travel now that we experience fear? There are times as people of God, if we're true with ourselves, where we grow weary and tired. There are times as people of God that we sometimes let our guard down and are caught napping. Not only does the Lord know that it is easy for us to slip, he also knows that it is easy for us to sleep. But not so with the Lord, for he is ever awake and ever working on our behalf. He doesn't grow tired and he doesn't fall asleep at the wheel. He is always there. There is no need for us to worry, to fret about today or tomorrow, about the uncertainty in our world that we're experiencing. For God is God, and he has all power and authority. There is no reason for us to lose sleep over the things that we face, for God is awake and constantly on the job. We can count on his ability to be there at every moment. When slipping, he is a steady hand. When slipping, he is the steady voice. When slipping, he is the steady guide. When slipping, he is the steady comforter. Remember, he is never too far or too off from where you and I might find ourselves. What a blessing it is to be able to say, "Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Wherever I go, you are with me. If I go down to the valleys, you are with me. If I am at the mountaintops, you are with me. If I find myself at the doctor's appointment, you are with me. If I find myself having difficulty at work, there you are as well." Security was an important element when the people traveled the roads. Their lives were under constant attacks and the threat of annihilation. They needed security, so God promised to be with them. When we experience instability in our lives, he is our foundation. When we experience instability in our jobs, he is our provision. When we experience loss, he is our comfort. When we experience trials, he is our peace. When we experience loneliness, he is our friend. When we experience hunger, he is our bread. When we experience rejection, he is our father. He is ever vigilant and awake, watching over us. He is awake and leading us in all season, in all times. He is stronger than any military that you can find. He is a shield for his people. For every threat you face, know that he stands tall, ready to defend you and protect you. God reminds us, like the Israelites, that we are precious to him, that he is our lifeguard, he is our divine protection. He is precious. We are precious to him, and because we are precious to him, oh, he is able to watch over us like a father is able to watch over his children. My children know that I would do anything to protect them. How more so God with us as his children? Wouldn't he defend you on the unjust? Wouldn't he go and send his angels to watch over you wherever you may find yourself? There is a story about a man who wanted to cross a frozen lake. And he got on his knees and edge by edge, tapped on the ice to make sure it was solid under him. Then he carefully scooted step by step, tapping to make sure that every step that he took was solid in front of him. Every foot he took, he would tap the ice to make sure it was strong enough for him. The hours went by. His face turned blue and his knuckles were red. Right before he got to the other side, he heard a rumble right behind him. And as he looked back, he saw a man with horses pulling a heavy wagon. They made it across the lake in a few minutes, leaving the man to think, "I have been here for hours tapping this ice, and all along it was solid." I think sometimes we take this approach with God, where we tap to see, is it going to fall? Is my life going to crumble under me? And the last time that I checked, he is a solid rock in which we can stand. The last time that I checked, he is a dependable God, an unmovable God. There is no reason why we need to take that kind of approach. Let me see if I can take this step. Let me see if it's going to work out. For he says that he has us by his hand. And if he has us by his hand, I have security. I have certainty that when I walk, he is with me and he won't let me slip. So let our faith not be one that wonders if God is with us. Let us declare, he is my keeper. He is my shield. He is my protector. He is my rock. Let us go with confidence, knowing that as we take each step, he is with us to the very end. All the church of God, we must understand and know that he is faithful and he is with us. We can't worry about whether the ice will hold us. We need to know that we're held by his hand. We must go before confidently believing and trusting that he is able to do all things. He is a protection over us. He is a shield. Think about the moment that we're experiencing as a country, as a people of God, the loss of life, sickness. God is saying, I am going to keep you. I am a soul-keeping God. I will keep you over sin. I will keep you from error. I will keep you from the world. I will keep you from slipping and sliding. In me, you need to have confidence that I am able to. Sometimes we look to the left or to the right. We look to people and institutions and programs, and they have their place. But we more than anything else need to look to the sovereignty and the sovereign of God. He himself is able to watch over us in our going and in our coming. And had he not watched over us or is keeping us, some of us perhaps would have lost our mind. We would have lost our peace. We would have lost our joy. We would have lost our faith. But because God is watching over us, we know that we know that we know that no matter the highs and the lows, the valleys or the mountaintops, wherever we find ourselves, God is not restricted by time, place, or space. He's there, he's present, and he is your keeper. Night and day, he protects us. Every second, every minute, every hour, every day, every week, every month, every year, and every season. How we view the road we walk and who walks with us makes all the difference. I'm going to say that again. How we view the road we walk and who walks with us makes all the difference. My children know I'm their protection. And today I want to reassure you and confirm that God is walking with you. And it's something that sometimes slips our mind, but we need reminders of in our walk with him. That wherever you walk, is it the desert? Is it a hardship that you're walking in right now? Look at the people of Israel. The enemy was coming and they were confronted with a situation. How will they go forward? And God made a way. Why? Because we have to understand, he who walks with us is able to keep us in all seasons. My heart will trust in him. He who trusts in the Lord shall be kept in perfect peace. We don't have to worry about tomorrow or today or what it brings, except the certainty of knowing that he holds us by his hand. And if he holds us by his hand, I know that I'm going to be kept well. You may be pressed on every side, but you're not crushed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. Struck down, but not destroyed. Because his everlasting presence is with us. Who is going to help you when temptations arise? Who is going to help you when Satan launches his attack against you? Who is going to help you when trials and problems overwhelm your heart, mind, and soul? The answer is the Lord. Look to him in every moment, in every hour, in every season, and I promise you that he will never fail you, because great is the faithfulness, O Lord. When my heart was overwhelmed, I drew near to the Lord, and he secured me in his arms. We can be reassured of his presence, that he goes with us. The word keep appears 6 times. We can be confident, although we face trouble and difficulty, we can be reassured of God's preservation and protection over us. He is better than any missile defense shield we can have. He is better than any bomb. He is better than anything that we could muster in our heads and in our minds to think of protection. You and I know that sometimes we don't see him, but we know that he's there through his actions, right? That we believe him to send his angels to watch over us and to be with us in all seasons. Today we can be reassured that we walk with God and God walks with us. It is the promise that keeps us from losing our mind. It is the promise that when our minds are overwhelmed and when we're filled with anxiety, we can be reassured. We can look to the heavens and declare, God, you have all power. You have all authority. No matter where I'm at, no matter what moment of life I find myself in, you can keep me in perfect peace for those who trust in the Lord. When difficulty comes to the shores of our life, when we are finding ourselves in a tough situation, mentally, physically, think about this last maybe 6 months, individually, or maybe your family, or maybe someone you know, the issues, the circumstances, the unknown that we face. Maybe we've turned to some friends, and that's great. But let our first response be, I want to turn to God. I'm going to turn to God. You know, each and every one of us has a phone, and that phone has a playlist of songs, different genres, different music. I believe Psalms 121 needs to be part of our playlist. It needs to be a song that we sing. It needs to be something that we meditate on, that wherever we find ourselves, that we can refer back to the Word of God. That man was spending hours tapping to try to get to the other side. This word is the assurance and the guarantee that we'll make it. We need to believe it with all our heart, with all our soul, that you and I and my family, we're going to make it to the other side. I'm not tapping on my own means. I'm trusting that God is able to keep me. If he did it before, he'll do it now, and he'll do it forevermore. So wherever you find yourself, wherever, gaze your eyes to the heavens and declare, God, you have all power. You have all authority. And the last time that I checked, God is not surprised and he's not moved by things. He is a firm foundation. And when you and I stand on that word, on that foundation, come hell or high water, the assurance is he's our help, he's our protection, and his presence goes with us. What more do we need? What more do we need? The guarantee that he's there. The guarantee of his word. Of his presence, that he understands the roads. He's not surprised by them, but he's able to make a way through it all. That's the God that you and I serve. And that's the God that you and I must turn to in every season, in every moment of every day of our lives. Worship team, come forward. Today we're faced with uncertainty, and we're looking for help. That's great. It has its place. But I want to tell you something. The Lord is reminding us of this because it needs to be a song that we sing to ourselves. Many are wondering about tomorrow. Many are wondering about today and what will be. But when we come to understand that our lives are in his hands, he will lead us in perfect peace. And those things will not consume us. They will not rob us of our joy. They will not rob us of our peace. Why? Because we're trusting and believing God. The Bible says that he will keep us from all evil. He will keep us from error, from sin, from evil, from all harm that will come our way. Why? Because he is able to. Because he has power over it. He's not powerless. He's powerful. And who can stop the Lord? Who can defeat him? No one. And through him, we are overcomers. Through him, we have life. Through him, we have victory. Through him, we have the assurance and the guarantee that he's seeing us through it. Through it all, through it all, through it all, through it all. He's my keeper. Remind yourself today, he's my keeper. Not going my way, he's my keeper. It's not looking my good, he's my keeper. I don't have much, he's my keeper. I'm lacking, he's my keeper. I don't have peace, he's a peace maker. Right? He is all those things and more to every one of us who believe. Stand on your feet this morning. I said before, how we view our walk and who walks with us makes all the difference. Maybe you have felt you're walking alone. I want to remind you that he's with you and he has you by his hand. And for many of us, we've been in church and you need to be reminded of it today. Darkness is surrounding you, he's still light. Storms are surrounding you, He's still your God. When the waves want to overwhelm you and take your peace, when anxiety hits the shores of your life, I want you to know He is your comforter. He is your counselor. Can you just picture Him walking with you? Can you just picture Him holding you by the hand as a child? He will keep you. He will watch over you. This is the assurance of His word. So as you go about your day, about your week, keep this song in your playlist. Go back to it. Be reassured. With you. He is my keeper. He is your keeper. He watches over you, and He promises to preserve your life to the very end. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. Father, for every heart who's come heavy and burdened, for every heart who's been filled with anxiety and worry, replace it with the peace of Your word. Replace it with the assurance that You're with us and that You're a strong hand and a firm foundation for those who trust. You will keep in perfect peace. We have the assurance of Your help. We have the assurance of Your protection. And we have the assurance of Your presence. Today, we leave here encouraged that every minute, every hour, every day, You don't sleep nor slumber. You're at watch. Thank You for Your perfect timing and Your word this morning and in this season in which we find ourselves. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to this sermon. We pray it blesses and encourages your life.